Well, the Alaska Native Heritage Center Language Department just received extended funding from the Administration of Native Americans. So our grant funding is extended to April 2008, which gives us the opportunity to host more free language classes for Yupik and Inupiaq. And our Yupik classes will be taking place beginning September 25th on Mondays and Thursdays. And our Inupiaq classes will be beginning October 4th and reoccurring on Wednesdays. And people can call the Alaska Native Heritage Center Language Department and register with us their free classes to all learners. So we're multi-generational classes, so we have from babies to elders participating.
So the classes are free, you say?
Yes.
And this is, what year are we in as far as like how many?
This is year four for us.
Wow. And have they been pretty well attended in the past?
Yes, we've had a high attendance, and we've had students actually put on a waiting list for a spot to be filled. And that's due to the size of the facilities that we use for our classes. They're only allowed a certain number for capacity. And so once we reach our limit, unfortunately, we have to start a waiting list with students. But we don't like to turn people away, and we try to accommodate them as best as we can.
Sounds like there's a lot of interest in this program.
Yeah, we've had a high interest in our classes, and we've also had the opportunity to host immersion camps, which are all-day camps for 3 days. And so it gives families the opportunity to learn together, doing different activities in the language, from working on fish to cutting food to skin sewing. So there's been a lot of great opportunities for families to learn the language together.
Culturally relevant settings or that sort of idea? Or?
Yeah. So we train our teachers in different language methods, and we give them the tools so they're able to teach the language in the classroom.
The focus right now was Yupik and Inupiaq, right?
Yes.
And I know that you're a speaker of Shmongit.
Yes.
And are there plans to expand to the different languages that are represented in Alaska?
I've been volunteering my time and teaching Shmongit to the Anchorage community, and my schedule's a little crazy right now, but I try to teach Shmongit twice a month.
And I noticed you had, are you still doing the
word of the day?
The word of the day?
Yep. My YouTube channel, Shugait Limi, I do a word of the day, and it's all in Shmongit, and I do American Sign Language, and so there's a muscle memory kind of added to it, so you're able to use hand signs to remember the language. So I'll say the word three times and then give an example of using it in a sentence.
Oh, cool. And do you know how many people are online checking that out? Or?
I haven't checked how many followers I've had recently. I know I was getting close to the 50 mark on my channel, but I think my daughter said last time it was around 60. So as people share it on Facebook or just come across it as they're searching YouTube, they've been subscribing to my channel.
What do you think of, you know, the technology and kind of using that to help guide teaching?
I think it's a great way of definitely documenting our language. I know most languages have a great resource of books that they're able to use, but a lot of learners have a hard time or don't know how to read their language. And so if they're given a book to learn a language, it can be difficult in trying to figure out. And I think those who are taking the time to provide either live feeds on Facebook or YouTube channels to try and show learners how to use the language, I think it's really a helpful guide, seeing the person's mouth and hearing it at the same time. And I think it's a good way of learning. Getting into grammar is further down in language learning, but I think when you're able to have that example for you online, it's a good tool and resource.
And have you seen things change in the way people are approaching their classroom management or that sort of thing with the teachers you're training?
I think for those who are learning as they're teaching at the same time, it's helpful for them to have that resource in hearing it and seeing it, and then how they can use it as a resource in their classroom. And I think it's really helpful to see that they're not alone in their language journey, because I think everyone especially our generation, they're at a different level fluency-wise compared to our elders who had their Alaska Native language as their first language. And so for those of us who are trying to learn our language and increase our fluency, we've taken it upon ourselves to try and kind of fill the gap from our grandparents' generation to our generation.
Do you feel like you're getting what you're putting into it, as far as like you're looking to learn more, and how's the process? You know, is there like plateaus, or do you get where you're like, how come I can't find this? Or
I think it's a good practice for me because I don't have a fluent speaker to talk to every day here in Anchorage. You know, my daughter and I will practice asking each other questions at home. She'll ask me what we're having for dinner, and I'll respond to her, and she'll try to figure out if she can understand me. But I think doing the Word of the Days on YouTube has helped me practice speaking it every day. And I try to do at least 3 words of the day each week, depending on my schedule. But I try real hard to at least do 3 a week. That way it's a good practice for me and kind of waking up my tongue more.
Some languages are easier to learn than others, maybe, or is that something you've found that it just takes practice?
I noticed since I became the language director at the Alaska Native Heritage Center, participating in our Yupik and Inupiaq classes, I've picked up on Inupiaq a little quicker, I think, because their grammar structure is pretty similar to ours and how the endings change, whether you're talking about yourself, dual, or plural. I think learning more than one language definitely has benefits to your own language learning of your own language. So even if it's another Alaska Native language, I know my daughter's been taking German at Bartlett, and that's helped her in figuring out kind of the grammatical structure of Shamalgit. But it takes a while for your brain to process from going one language to the other when you're learning multiple languages.
As far as these classes and this opportunity goes, is there a time when it's just too late to start, or can anybody just give it a shot?
Well, both of our Inupiaq and Yupik classes have openings right now, and I think try to take up the opportunity early because our teachers try to meet the students' needs and seeing where each student is in their language learning level, whether they've grew up around the language or they've never heard it before. They try to accommodate all the students as best they can in the classroom. But I'd say register sooner the better, because the space does fill up pretty quickly.